From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, great to be with you. We're going to jump right into it. We have a busy show. Football previews coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Whoa. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad,
You're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week, and my next guest, Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Wyatt, great to have you on. I know it took a little schedule juggling for us because you've been on the road for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have, Bill. Great to be on with you, my friend. And I guess to explain what I was doing, we were in the middle of an 18-stop, 6-day, 2-week tour of the state of Kansas in what we call the Catbacker Tour. And what we do is we take coaches and student athletes out there to various stops around the state and promote our program. And frankly, just say, you know, thanks for coming our way so many times. A lot of those people, whether you're from Scott City or Kansas City, they come to pretty much all of the home football games and as many basketball games for men and women as they can get to. And it's our way of just kind of thanking them for their great support. And we have a blast out there, Bill. It's a haul, but it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. And I'm sure, given the year that football and men's basketball had, that the excitement level and the crowd sizes had to have been different this year than maybe in the past few years or so.
Oh, yeah, you perfectly said, because the first week we went what we call on the Western swing, and we took Coach Tang, who happens to be the Naismith National Basketball Coach of the Year and a guy that won 26 games in his first season at K-State and went to the Elite Eight. So you can imagine what that was like. And then in the second week, we took Chris Kleiman, who won a Big 12 football championship last fall on the Eastern side. I've been doing this 21 years at K-State. I'll start my 22nd year in July. And it was probably as good a year turnout-wise and excitement-wise as we've had since probably 2012 when K-State won the league in football, basketball, and baseball, which is a remarkable accomplishment.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, too. Yeah, that was a great year, too. So, every 10 years or so, that's not bad. But listen, I think everything is trending up, though. I think it could happen with more frequency, even though there's going to be some more teams in the Big 12. But certainly a commitment for Coach Chris Kleiman. And I know it's been a couple weeks since the announcement came out about his contract extension. But, you know, coaches usually get 3 or 4 years tacked on, but an 8-year extension, they're doing it right, and they've done it right.
Well, they have done it right, and I'm really happy for Chris. I think first and foremost, he deserves it just for the consistent work that he's done here. And I think, you know, he and Gene Taylor are friends. Everybody knows that, but they also have a good working relationship. And you know, when Gene first hired Chris, there were questions as to whether an FCS coach could win at this level. He's clearly proven that absolutely he can. And, you know, we have really good facilities here, including a brand new indoor. So with the facilities here, with his consistency, and he even talked to Bill about the fact that all of those assistant coaches, including our two coordinators, got more money too, which really probably needed to be happening because, you know, when you win, people notice. And, Colin Klein, our offensive coordinator, and our defensive coordinator, Joe Klanderman, had opportunities in this offseason to maybe go somewhere else and elected to stay here. So it is a great day to be a Wildcat, as we like to say here, just based on where the football program sits today as defending champions. And I think we'll have a really good football program moving forward and a nice team next year.
Wyatt Thompson is the voice of the K-State Wildcats joining us here on Big 12 This Week. And let's talk about the upcoming season. How much more difficult is it to maintain a program or try to meet those expectations once you've won a championship as opposed to trying to build and get to that point? Like, once you get there, there's a different set of challenges and obstacles.
Well, one of the first things that Coach Kleiman said to his football team when spring drills started back in March and April, that, hey, what we did last year has been so much fun. It's been great. It's been, you know, whatever you want to say. But going into 2020, 2023, it doesn't mean anything. And I really appreciate that. I don't know that it doesn't mean anything, but I do think that you have to have a focus of, you know, we've got a lot of guys back. There are going to be expectations now, much, much more so than they were a year ago. I think people thought K-State last year was going to have a good club, but I don't think anybody saw a championship coming. I just don't. Now I think their expectations in-house is what's most important, Bill. And with the guys that, you know, K-State has back, I think they'll be hugely competitive and in the race. It's hard to replace a guy like Felix Anyudike Uzama and a guy like Deuce Vaughn, but everybody does it and you move on. And I love the leadership of this team with Will Howard at quarterback and Daniel Green at middle linebackers, a couple of examples. Those guys have played a lot of football here and are really good players.
Yeah, and I want to talk about those two big sets of shoes to fill, and maybe before we get into the 2023 season. But just going back to April, it was such fun covering those two stories. Felix getting drafted by the Chiefs. He's a Kansas City area native, spent time going up to St. Joe, Missouri, where their training camp was, and getting his picture and shaking hands with Travis Kelce and now their teammates. And then Deuce getting drafted by the Cowboys and working with his dad, who's a part of that organization.
Yeah, you know what? We were so fortunate here because we actually had four players drafted in April, and all four of them kind of went to their hometown favorite team, which I think there's a better chance of winning the lottery than that happening again. This is crazy, man. So happy for Felix to be a hometown kid and be drafted by the Chiefs. That was such a major story here for several days and kind of still is and probably will be, you know, into his rookie season this year. Deuce, of course, you know, with his dad being in the front office and scouting department with the Cowboys, that's such a wonderful thing for him. You know, Felix was a first-round pick, and everybody knew he was going to come out early and be a guy and all of that. There were people that, you know, like when he came in here, that questioned whether Deuce would get an opportunity. And I think he has proven that he deserves one, and I think he'll take every advantage of it. We lost two really good secondary guys. Julius Brents, a corner, went to Indianapolis, which is his hometown. And then Josh Hayes, a really good safety, went to Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, in his hometown. So that was a pretty special time for K-Staters everywhere.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing up Julius and Josh too. That's a great point. Yeah, four draft. You're right. That is kind of like the lottery. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us. So, in terms of the running back position, what does offensive coordinator Colin Klein have, and does he like what was behind Deuce and what's coming in?
Well, I think he very much likes a couple of guys for sure. I would probably start with the returning player, the guy who didn't get headlines last year because of Deuce, but DJ Giddens from nearby Junction City is a big, powerful runner who has very good hands. And I think he had almost 600 yards a year ago backing up Deuce. And then they have a transfer from Florida State and Trayshawn Ward, a guy they really like. Trayshawn's probably going to look more like Deuce, maybe not quite as short, but about 5'9", and has some really good lateral quickness and speed to him. So I think in combination, that's probably how they're going to try to replace Deuce. He did so much for K-State that you can't really replace him. But I think these two guys, with Colin Klein and with Will Howard and others, you know, they'll still be a very, very productive unit, I think.
And I think one of the top quarterbacks in this conference, who's often overlooked, or has been overlooked this offseason, is Will Howard. Wyatt, share your thoughts here on what's your beef.
You know, Bill, and you know this, he was thrust into action as a very young player when he really wasn't ready, as a true freshman. I mean, four games into his freshman year, and remember, that was kind of, you know, coming off of the COVID or into the COVID thing. You know, that was a tough thing for him. But my point of bringing it up is that's been a long time ago now. And the reality is, is through all of this, it's made him better. It's made him tougher. He's worked so hard. And I do think he's very underrated still as a quarterback in this league. But our coaches love him for his toughness and his size and his leadership. And he's made himself a better thrower. He's worked really hard on his mechanics and those kind of things. And I'll say this. I think he's a really fine football player, and I think K-State is probably as deep at the quarterback position in terms of arm talent alone as they've been in the time I've been at K-State, frankly.
What's your beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Wyatt, on the other side of the ball, talked about three big names that that have to be replaced. Defense played really well last year. What's that side of the ball looking like?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When you lose Felix up front and you lose Eli Huggins, our nose tackle, both of those guys were high-level players. I think there has to be some concern in that area, and I get that. But I think what's probably most important to tell you here is that Khalid Duke, who has, you know, been in the program a while, will probably slide back into a defensive end possession to join guys like Brendan Mott, Nate Matlack, those kind of guys that played a lot of football here. And then the big fella in the middle who was a backup last year, Uso Seumalo, I think really it's kind of his time now. And I'm anxious to see how he handles that replacing Eli Huggins. K-State is really in good shape, I think, with the linebacking core, with Daniel Green coming back. Austin Moore is a really good football player. And if you talk to the K-State coaches, the question isn't so much the defensive front as it is the secondary, because K-State lost Josh Hayes and they lost, you know, Brent, who we talked about, and then Echo Boydo. He has signed a deal with free agent deal with the Chiefs. So there are some holes there and some work to be done there.
Wyatt Thompson is the voice of the K-State Wildcats. He joins us as we talk about the Big 12 champion, K-State Wildcats, getting ready for the 2023 season. I'm trying to I should have been prepared for this. I'm trying to pull up the schedule here. Give me a second, Wyatt. I gotta fill some time here. I want to bring up this the 2023 schedule. I should have been ready. You got Central Florida and Houston new on the schedule this year, and they replace Oklahoma and West Virginia. What do you think of the schedule as it plays out?
Well, I like the schedule, to be honest with you. Central Florida will be K-State's first opponent in league play. And clearly, you know, they're a team I think that has really solid talent. They were here a few years ago for a non-conference game, and it really was a fun game and a good game. There was some weather issues. But you know, I'm glad to have them in the league along with those other three. It'll be a little bit odd not playing West Virginia and Oklahoma, but hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. But in the non-con, we've got SEMO here and we've got Troy here, and people kind of laugh at that, but Troy won 12 games a year ago.
Yeah.
And then we go to Mizzou, and I guarantee you, you know, K-State put a pretty good whooping on them last year. Mizzou's going to remember that, buddy. They're going to be ready when the old cats come into Columbia. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll be reliving that Big 12 rivalry. Yeah, you could laugh at Troy, but I think people were laughing at Tulane last year, and that was
absolutely
that was a tough one too. So, yeah. How did the dynamics change with the new teams coming in and then still having Oklahoma and Texas?
You know, I don't know how to answer that in some ways, just because it's going to feel different. When we go to Big 12 Media Days, as an example, in July, you know, just the fact that there will be 14 teams there instead of 10 is going to have a different feel to it. But I think I would say, kind of like what most would say covering this league, I think even with Oklahoma and Texas, you know, going through this for a final time, the league is really strong. We've got tons of good coaches and players in this league, and you know, the television contract is good. I just think everybody is excited for the future. It isn't perfect necessarily, but I love Big 12 football, and I know so many do too. When you start thinking about who could be good in the Big 12, Bill, I mean, how many teams would you possibly name? Seriously. I mean,
yeah.
Oklahoma State's going to rebound, I think. I think Tech is on their way up. Baylor, you know, they were off a little bit last year, but they're still pretty good. Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas State. I mean, you know, you just kind of keep going there, and you get pretty good football teams all the way through.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kansas. KU went from winning a couple games to six, and I guarantee if you talk to them, they think they're going to be much better even next year. So it's hard in this league. Change, yes. Tough, yes.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Well, we appreciate you always taking time for us, too. Thanks for previewing the Big 12 champs. We appreciate it.
Thanks, partner. Have a great summer, Bill.
Yeah, you too. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious.
You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
Learn more at Chic and STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you subscribe and search for Big 12 This Week. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joins us. We'll preview 2023 football. Dave, welcome. Having a great summer so far?
Yeah, having a great summer. Let's not review the last season. Can we just move on to the next one?
Yeah. We'll touch on it. Touch on it. So for reference.
You ask whatever you want. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, no, I know. Want to put that one out of, I really thought Oklahoma State had a really good chance, and we'll dig into it too, but I really thought that they had a good chance to make a run at it. And for a while there, it certainly look like it, but we'll get to that. But I do want to look ahead, though. Brian Nardo, the new defensive coordinator for the Cowboys this season.
Yes.
He's got, over 15 years of coaching experience. But is there any concern of moving up to the Power 5 level? Because he really excelled on the Division 2 level.
We did it with Mike Yersich, and it worked out really well, who is our offensive coordinator and has moved on and done even more things in coaching collegiately. So it's been done here before and it's worked. And I, you know, based on what I've heard and people I've talked to, I don't think it's a huge concern. I mean, it's, you know, probably the biggest part of it is the recruiting part of it. As far as the day-to-day goes, probably the biggest adjustment when you go to the Big 12 from any other spot is the pace of the play. You run into some teams that play really fast, and you've got to call defenses really fast. Now, I've seen that be a problem with guys that worked in other leagues who, you know, came into this conference and they could not get defenses called fast enough. That can be a problem. I don't think with Brian that'll be a problem. He is brilliant. He knows what he's getting himself into. I don't think that's an issue. Again, the recruiting piece of it is probably, to me, and I could be wrong, the biggest adjustment. But outside of that, it's game day. Your eyes tell you what you need to know. If you can pretty much see offensively what teams do. You can. It's pretty easy to see when there's an All-American receiver or running back or quarterback out there. That's pretty easy to distinguish. So I think it'll be fine.
Well, he's had success wherever he's gone, and you talk about the recruiting side of things. From what I've read on Brian, is that he's got a great reputation for building connections with players. So that's a positive as well, and I'm sure that can help in recruiting.
I can definitely see that with his personality and how he is. That could absolutely, I definitely see that, playing out really well.
What does Brian bring to the defense? What will the OSU defense look like?
It's going to be different because they've gone the route of the Iowa State three-man front. So it'll look like Iowa State. That's what it'll look like. The part of that that's attractive is it doesn't give up big plays. And they've had so much success at Iowa State defensively with that system. The ability to play run and pass, it can be really hard to navigate that. You almost have to use tight ends to create another gap. You have to be willing to throw it on first down and take a 5 or 6 yard gain, all those types of things. People have figured some things out, but it's been a really good defense. And so, what you'll see is you're going to see Iowa State's defense is what you'll see. It's pretty simple. It's the same scheme. And you'll see tons and tons of similarities.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us, Big 12 This Week. Why didn't things work with Derek Mason?
I think there was a part of him that was, as he said, kind of ready to step back. He had some family things going on with older parents in Arizona. And as time went along, I think he realized, maybe that's what I need to be doing. So I think really for him, it was more of a choice of, I just don't know if this is the right time for me to be in coaching because it's such a demanding profession and you really have to put your family and everything else aside in order to do that. And I think for him, it was just a choice of, hey, I've got some other things I need to attend to, so I've got to move on. And so I think it was pretty much as simple as that.
That's Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. More of our conversation next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is my guest. Who should fans keep an eye out for this year?
Well, let's bring in some of these guys that transferred in. You know, there was a lot that was said about the guys Oklahoma State lost, and of course they lost some key guys. And we haven't been through this before, so everybody's sort of freaked out, but that's because no one has a reference point. Yeah. We haven't done this before, so what's good and what's bad is yet to be determined, but you know, there's some guys they brought in the portal that I think are going to really help. Elijah Collins, running back from Michigan State, who had a couple of good seasons there. You know, he's been really good and really good as a leader. Just a guy that's kind of made the point that, hey, it's my last shot. Let's go. Deshaun Stribling, the transfer from Washington State, you know, he's a junior. He's a pro. There's no doubt he's a pro. He's 6'3", 210, 215-ish, a really nice addition. You know, let's be honest. I mean, he's better than any of the receivers they lost, and probably by a long shot. And that's no offense to those guys, but, you know, he's better than any of the guys that left. There is no doubt in my mind about that. So he's a nice addition. You know, Justin Kirkland's an interesting story. You know, with the three-man front, you need a nose that's a space eater. Well, Justin Kirkland's 6'4 and 346. He transferred in from Utah Tech, so yes, he can do that. You know, they've really liked him. He's another guy that's transferred in that they're excited about. So that gives you a few. And then there are the guys that are back that people will recognize, and there's a fair number of those. You know, Jaden Nixon at running back with great speed, an exciting player that has shown flashes. Kendall Daniels at safety has a very bright future at 6'4". He's long, he's athletic, he looks like an NFL defensive back. He probably will be an NFL defensive back, and he'll be in that center field safety position, which is really important in this defense. And, you know, he's just so athletic. And, you know, as the year went along and he just sort of learned about, you know, playing at this level and got dialed into what was happening on the defensive side, he got so much better. Colin Oliver returns now technically as a linebacker, but, you know, a rushing defensive end, which is what he's really good at. I mean, that's what he does. And, you know, he's had two terrific seasons, a freshman All-American 2 years ago and, you know, second team All Big 12 last season. So there's some guys back. As much as was talked and said about, oh my gosh, they lost all these guys and, you know, there's nobody there, that's not necessarily the case.
Our Can't Miss Game of the Week is presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm looking at the Big 12 website, big12sports.com, and their big grid. And if I'm following all the logos correctly, I think, Dave, Oklahoma State and West Virginia are the only two schools of the current 10 that will play all four of the newbies, BYU, Central Florida, Cincinnati, and Houston. So a different look for the schedule this season.
And the Cowboys will not play TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, or Texas.
It's kind of nice. Is it? Yeah. Is it nice? Is it good? Because four of the last five games come against the newbies. The Bedlam game the first week in November is thrown in there. So that could be kind of an advantage because Coach Gundy will certainly have enough video on these new teams coming in.
In theory, the schedule was made for you to overachieve. You know, I think I saw somewhere somebody told me Vegas has the over-under on wins for Oklahoma State at 6.5. Based on the schedule they play, I'm not telling people how to bet. Jeez, oh whiz, don't take it that
Yeah.
I get fired. But no, in all seriousness, using that simply as a reference point and not as any telling people what to do if they're gambling, I'd be stunned if they didn't go past that.
Yeah.
Well over that.
Our Can't Miss Game of the Week is presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. It was great catching up with you. Great insight. Really appreciate your time. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender, it's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there, be on location.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. Central Florida comes into the conference this season as one of the four new members, a football program that has had a lot of recent success and a big pickup and addition for the conference itself. Gus Malzahn enters his third season as head coach, back-to-back nine-win seasons, and he's my guest this week. Coach, welcome. Nice to talk with you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, UCF has had success. They've always had to fight for that recognition, though. I feel like they've been overlooked at times. But now moving into a Power 5 conference, what's the excitement level around the team about coming into the Big 12 and as you move forward here?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement, not just with our team, but our fan base. And, you know, we're kind of a young, up-and-coming school. We've kind of got here in a hurry, and it's really neat to be a part of. And, you know, when I was at my old job, I always looked at this like, man, if the right guy ever got there, would stay there and build it and not look as a stepping stone. It could be one of the best programs really in all of college football, because I've recruited the state of Florida and know a lot about the area. And now that I've been here for 2 years, you know, I believed even more. So we're very excited about going in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hip area. I mean, it's Orlando. It's Central Florida. And now you've got a chance to recruit there and get the Big 12 footprint in there. What did you address and how did you address the move to the conference with your players at the start of spring practice?
Yeah, this has kind of been talked about, you know, even before I got here. And when I took the job, I felt pretty strong we'd be going to the Power 5 and, you know, not much time. And so it was kind of once Terry, you know, talked with the Big 12 and we officially got it. I mean, since then, it's just been really a game changer for us in a lot of ways. Recruiting, you know, this has already been a really good, attractive place to come to. But, you know, you'd hear, okay, non-Power 5 and all that, and it would limit some of the guys we could recruit. But since the announcement, I mean, it's just been a game changer, really, for recruiting, for our players, our staff, our fans, and just, you know, everybody's looking forward to the future.
Central Florida head coach Gus Malzahn joining us here on Big 12 this week. You have two new coordinators. But talk about, and we'll talk about that too, but talk about the continuity of your program. Because here you are now, year three, the players that you've recruited, your standard has been established, and you've got quite a few returning lettermen from a season ago. Having that continuity, how important is that with the new move to the conference?
Yeah, I think it's real important. And of course, this is the third class that we've handpicked as far as recruiting. And I think that's going to be a big help. You know, we do have two new coordinators, but, you know, they've been with me before. You know, Darren was with me the first year we were here when we won 9 games and we beat Florida in a bowl game. And so he'll be running our offense. And then Addison Williams has been with me since I've been here. And so I really feel very comfortable with those guys. Brian Blackman, our special teams coordinator, will be back for the third year. So a lot of continuity. And then you add that to the fact that we've recruited, handpicked these guys for 3 years. You know, that's a really good foundation going to this, you know, new league.
Talk a little bit about Addison Williams and what he'll bring in his philosophy with the defense.
Yeah, Addison, first of all, is a real, he's a really smart guy, and he's a relationship guy. He develops a great relationship with players. And so, you know, I got a chance to work with him in 2019 at Auburn. He was my right-hand guy, and so we got a chance to know each other kind of a different way. And then when I got this job, he was one of the first guys that I called that I felt like that I needed to have him be a part. And, you know, he assisted Travis Williams, which is now the defense coordinator at Arkansas, and just did a good job with that. And so there was a natural transition to move him up to defense coordinator.
And Darren Hinshaw will be calling the offensive plays. I mean, wherever he's been, his offenses have always had success.
Yeah, the thing about Darren, first of all, he's a wonderful person. He's a relationship guy, too, which I think is very important this day and time. And, you know, the thing about him is he's had great success running the football with some of the offense. He's had great success throwing the football. So, you know, he's kind of hit both of those. And, of course, he's inheriting an offense that was really, really, you know, really good offense last year. And, you know, we really brought him in just to really work on pushing the ball down the field, more explosive, passing game.
I'm going to share some of those offensive numbers with the listeners here in a moment. We're with Central Florida head coach Gus Malzahn, the Knights moving over to the Big 12 this upcoming season. When you move to a new conference, I mean, outside of Cincinnati, who you'll play the first weekend in November, there's no head-to-head video to go off of. So what challenges does that present for a coaching staff getting ready for brand-new opponents?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you go in a new league, there's some newness, but I think that's a good thing. And, you know, we've got the whole offseason to kind of look through, and plan ahead. But then we got some great opponents. You know, we got 5 conference games on the road, 4 at home, which is always a challenge. But being the new guy, you know, you kind of expect that. But, man, we're just very excited about getting a chance to play these guys.
Let's look at Central Florida's Big 12 schedule. It's part of our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. After the 3 non-conference games with Kent State, Boise State, and Villanova, the Knights open up Big 12 play September 23rd at Big 12 champion Kansas State. I mean, Coach, you may as well jump right into it and go after the best, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, of course, I've been there before in 2014. I was at Auburn. We had one of the best teams in college football. We went there on a Thursday night and just barely got out alive. So I know exactly. That's a great atmosphere. And, of course, that new coach there has done a super job too.
Your team last year ran for 228 yards per game, good for 9th in the country. K-State, they don't mind running the football either. But you talked about with Hinshaw coming in that, you know, you wanted to push the ball more downfield. Would you like to see better efficiency in your passing game, or how do you balance? I mean, it's such a great running attack. How do you balance wanting to throw a little bit more too?
Yeah. You know, last year we were pretty good as far as efficiency and passing, you know, completions and all that, but our yards per completion was not up to par. So really that's the big thing. We need more explosive plays in the pass game. You know, the thing about it, if you're able to successfully run the ball, you know, you've got to complement complement that with some strong play actions. And so that's really what he's brought in to do.
First Big 12 home game the following Saturday, hosting Baylor. Did you ever match wits head-to-head when you were at Auburn with Dave Aranda at LSU?
Yeah, we've faced each other numerous times. You know, he's an outstanding coach, outstanding defensive coach. And, you know, Baylor's a very good program. So that'll, you know, we're starting it off, you know, big, going the road to Kansas State, first home game against Baylor. You know, that's a really good 1-2 punch to play against.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through the whole schedule here. I don't want to bore you or the listeners, but then you have road trips to Kansas and Oklahoma. So I think three of the first four games, Big 12 games, are on the road. But what adjustments do you have to make with the travel and going a little bit further? Does that really come into play at all, or something you have to consider?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime something's new, you got to consider all of the above. And we do have some longer road trips, and you just said it, three out of the four road games, you know, to start out conference. I mean, that's not ideal, but hey, we just got to deal with it. We got to have a great plan and, you know, everything that goes with that.
I mentioned the ninth in the country at running the ball, too, and I was looking here in the red zone, fifth in the country, nearly 71%. Does a strong running game generally translate to better success in the red zone?
Well, you know, our philosophy is you got to be able to run the football in. And if you're able to run the football in, then you've got a chance to be a really good, you know, red zone offense. And so that usually equates.
Joining us is Gus Malzahn, head football coach of Central Florida. They'll be joining the Big 12 this year, and great to have him on the program with us. Can you tell me about this Mission 12? There's a facilities upgrade, a lot of things going on with that, with the move. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, first of all, our athletic director, Terry Mahajer, is one of the best in the entire country. And he's really the main reason I'm here. He was my athletic director when I was head coach at Arkansas State in 2012. And he's just one of those visionary guys. And he's got a great plan for our facilities, which our facilities are already pretty unique and good. But he's got an unbelievable plan as far as that goes, and just everything that, not just football, but athletic department. And so he's the right guy to make this transition in the Big 12 and take us to where we need to be.
Formed an NIL partnership with the Kingdom. That's a collective made up of former Knight alums. How's that going so far, just a couple weeks in?
Yeah, you know, we're off to a good start. I mean, that's going to be a big key for any program in college football to be competitive in the NIL world. And so we're off to a good start. And, you know, if we can be competitive in the NIL world, then the future is very, very bright. And I think we're off to a good start in that area.
This just kind of popped into my head. Are you guys concerned at all because Orlando is such a destination place and a cool place to go that maybe more visiting fans may try to come in and invade the stadium because they'll want to check out Orlando and maybe make a whole trip out of it, a vacation planned around their team visiting Central Florida?
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. There's no doubt. We'll be prepared for that. This place, Orlando's unbelievable. I mean, it's one of the best places probably in the world to live. And, you know, the great thing for us is there's no NFL teams. And so our program and our players are the NFL players, and they got great influence. And, you know, the best brands in the world are here in Orlando, too. So everything's set up. But, yeah, we definitely expected, you know, more fans to come. But that's great. You know, our bounce house stadium, it's as good as any place in the country. I think if you look at the last, you know, 6-7 years, we have one of the best home records. And college football is a great place to play and coach, and we just got to continue that.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the move, and best of luck.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Gus Malzahn, head football coach for Central Florida. Going to be fun watching them in the Big 12 this year. We'll have more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
This is Big 12 This Week. Our look at women's athletics is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Oklahoma State's Madison Hinson-Tolchard was announced the Big 12 Women's Golf Player of the Year for the second consecutive season. And Iowa State's Carissa Chulaksorn is the first Cyclone to earn Freshman of the Year. And Oklahoma State's Greg Robertson won his second Coach of the Year title. Madison at Oklahoma State won the individual medal for the Big 12 Women's Golf Championship and posted finishes within the top 20 of the player leaderboards in 10 of 11 events. And Carissa, playing for Iowa State, is the first Cyclone to receive a Women's Golf Coaches Association First Team All-American honor and was named a co-recipient of that organization's National Freshman of the Year Award. She recorded the best program stroke average ever of 70.56. Robertson coached the Cowgirls to the victory at the Big 12 Championships, their 11th overall title and second since he was named coach in 2019. 10 Big 12 softball players were listed on the NFCA's All-American teams, and Oklahoma's Grace Lyons was named a Gold Glove winner. The Sooners landed an NFCA record 5 first-team All-Americans for the second straight year. The league has had 10 All-American selections, 3 of the last 4. Oklahoma, who set the NCAA Division I win streak during the Super Regionals, brought their NFCA All-American total to 81, ranking 3rd all-time. Oklahoma State was tied for the second most selections with 4 Cowgirls chosen. And Oklahoma's Alyssa Brito was a unanimous selection with her teammates Tiara Jennings and Jada Coleman as they become 3-time honorees as first teamers. Lyons, a 3-time Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, had just 3 errors in 121 chances this season. The full list of All-Americans, as we mentioned, Jennings, Brito, and Coleman. Also Jordy Ball, an at-large pitcher, and Kinsey Hansen of Oklahoma, an at-large catcher, all first team. Second team, Kelly Maxwell of Oklahoma State, Shaylin Govin from Baylor, their first baseman, and Rachel Becker at Ohio State, second base, all second team. And third team, OSU pitcher Lexi Kilfoyle and shortstop Kylie Naomi. So congratulations. That's our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.